Welcome back to the programme. Well, statistics show that the fastest growing sports in Britain are adventure sports. And I have with me Stan Leach, an official at the Sports Council, who's going to tell us a bit about some of them. Stan, where shall we start?
Well, most people start with walking, I think. Although, of course, strictly speaking, it's not necessarily an adventure sport. But it's what gets most people outdoors. Indeed, the great thing about walking in Britain is the endless variety. From an easy stroll to a country pub, to an energetic walk up a high peak. If you want to take up walking, you can start with a few short circular walks, and then pick something longer and more demanding.
What's this thing called scrambling I've been hearing about?
Yeah. Scrambling is sort of in the grey area between walking and climbing. Scrambles are graded according to difficulty, and on the harder ones, which are quite close to rock climbing, it's best to go with an expert.
Well, that brings us nicely on to climbing. That's really caught on here lately, hasn't it?
Yes, and of course, you know it doesn't have to mean going up the really big ones like Everest. Climbing might seem rather terrifying to begin with, but it's great fun and really keeps you fit. You start by climbing small crags before moving on to a rock face. I went for a day's lesson with mountaineer Alan Kimber in Scotland, and it was really scary, but really exciting.
Right. Well, what's next?
Mountain biking. If you can get used to the saddle, you can cycle across Britain. But unlike in the USA, where there are special cycling paths, in Britain, most of the paths are the same as for walkers, which can cause a bit of trouble. After the initial investment, there's one bike that costs £4,000, but you can get a very good one for £200. It's a cost-efficient sport. And there are relatively easy trips, such as the Pyrenees Traverse, which has 70% downhill slopes with no major climbs.
Scuba diving's my personal favourite. Any advice on that?
Yes. Swimming underwater opens up a whole new world. Actually, for most people, the idea of being underwater, unable to breathe normally, is a frightening one. But with good tuition, you can pick it up in no time at all. Once you get the qualification you need to be considered a competent diver, you can do it anywhere.
I see you've got skydiving on your list. Surely that's only for people who are very brave or mad.
Well, it is the sort of thing you'd expect to only see in the movies. But you'd be amazed how many people go in for it these days. 6 hours of training will give you enough background to make the first jump. People who really take to it often join display teams. So if you take it up, you might find yourself taking part in special events.
OK. And finally, canoeing. That always looks a bit dangerous to me, in that tiny boat with water rushing everywhere.
Well, there are some terrible bits of water where the real canoeing experts go. But beginners can start in gentler waters and build up. There's one stretch in Wales that was designed for the World Championships that has a dam release, so that at preset times the water runs through. You can phone up and they'll say it's a full release tomorrow, or a quarter release, so you can choose your times according to difficulty.
OK, Stan, thanks a lot. After the break, we'll be going to Canada to look...